Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, with God's help and his whole cabinet, everybody, is making America great again, making America safe again, making America healthy again, making America prosperous again, smart again, and faith is being protected again, and it's only been 12 months. Are you tired of winning?
I'm not tired of winning. How about you?
No, I'm not tired. I'm just trying to keep up with what God is doing in the
world.
It's
amazing.
I was even driving to the studios today. I know we got to go to this, and I was just looking at even around us. We're seeing major construction. We're going from four-lane highways to eight-lane highways. And
confidence is being restored in the economy again and in America.
As a matter of fact, let's just hear from what the Americans are saying about what's taking place. Check it out.
To all Americans in every city, near and far, small and large, from mountain to mountain, from ocean to ocean, hear these words. You will never be ignored again.
Change is not just coming. You know, that's like down the road future. No, change is here. It's right now.
The Trump administration has accomplished more in 1 year to secure our border than any other president prior to him. We can actually do our job, and we're excited to do that job.
It was amazing to just see that this administration favors school choice. It takes power away from bureaucracies and gives it back to the people.
The pressure on me has been lessened. When you don't have those tough regulations on you, I feel like you've been more creative. Now I can manage my people.
He's given a voice to those that were ignored. They were ignored, and they frankly had given up on what was going on in Washington. And now we are excited to see things happening, changes.
Under the previous administration, we waited 3.5 years for required adaptive changes to be made through a program so that Mike could safely reside in our home. Under President Trump, these changes were made for us in about 2 weeks.
I am so grateful for the liberty and the protection of religious liberty the president is bringing to people of faith. And he's demonstrating that over and over again, and is keeping his word to people of faith.
When the president declared the opioid crisis as a national emergency, it brought awareness to this epidemic. We care for babies who were born prenatally exposed to drugs. President Trump is working really hard to make some changes and provide supports.
The crisis is terrible, heartbreaking. Because the president spoke of this, the stigma's lifting in many ways.
My business in 2017 increased 22%, which is almost unheard of in the manufacturing world. It's a great time for small business.
They're making differences. They're making positive, good changes that we've needed for a long time.
He really, truly cares about working people. Clean, affordable, and abundant energy is a number one priority here. President Trump, thank you for ending the war on coal and the policies that stacked the deck against us.
America is
leading,
moving forward,
hopeful.
America is the greatest country in the world.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
If you have been part of our tribe, part of our community over the years, you heard us. We're prophesying. It says, you know, what we said, we know the news. We're trying to change the news that we know.
That's right.
Guess what? This is proof positive from this whole program and other things we've been saying since the beginning of this whole term, is that God heard our prayers and he's responding to it. I love when the president said from mountain
to mountain.
That reminds me of VFNKB. That's what we're doing. Taking back the seven mountains of culture. There's seven mountains of culture, when you think about it, that literally determine which way a nation's going to go. You have the religion or the faith mountain. You have the family mountain. You have the education mountain, arts and entertainment. You have business. You have government. And you have family.
Family.
And it's like, so often we just kind of turn those over to darkness, and we just did the church mountain. But we did a good. We did good church, right?
That's right.
We did church so good. We're going to come back next week
and do it again.
Wow! Look who took over media.
Yeah.
Look at the news. Well, who's took that over? Who's taken over arts and entertainment? Who's taken over education?
Yeah.
Well, God's taking it all back, and He needs you. He calls to disciple nations, and you can find out more at vfnkb.com. But understand that He called us to go into the world, into the nation, and God's called you into one of those mountains. Just to be there. You don't have to be at the top of it. You can actually be a person just there that's in the boardroom. You can actually be a maid or a janitor praying over the whole complex and sweeping and whatever and just speaking. All of a sudden, you're in the executive's office and God says, speak that word now.
It's about having influence and access.
Yes,
you know, and that's what God's doing with his people. He's giving you influence and access so that you can bring the change and be the change agent in your respective mountains. Amazing.
Yeah, and the fact is that if, in fact, you're the only believer there in the spiritual realm, you have the highest authority there, no matter what position you have, because you are moving in the anointing of a king and a priest. God, the creator of the universe, has anointed you to be able to be there. And he says, go let your light shine so other people would see your light, your good deeds. You're not even preaching at them. It's like, help them fulfill their vision.
That's right.
And that's what we do. We work, you know, there's so many ways that we can, you know, come together as a tribe and a community. You got to find your tribe. You can't quit. You can't treat everything like a buffet. Things are coming at you so fast. You got to say, God, where do you want me? Where do I need to relate again? We used to say, you know, God, what church do you want me to go to? It's beyond that. You are the church. Now you got to find out what mountains you're supposed to impact, what tribe are you going to connect to. A billion soul harvest is coming. It's going to take all hands on deck. I mean, so many good things are happening. And this pressure, when you find your tribe, when you find your place, you'll have a peace because you won't say, I don't have to watch that program, but I have to watch that program. I don't have to worry about the education.
That's
I don't
right.
have to worry about this because I'm getting all that in the context of, we may be a million of us, but we know we're going in the same direction. Trustworthy, you know that everybody's seeking God in the context of that, and God's leading as us one.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.